PR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The Obama administration is pressing Russia to expel Edward Snowden, the former U.S. intelligence contractor who's wanted in the U.S. for exposing government surveillance secrets. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that the U.S. is also criticizing China for allowing Snowden to leave Hong Kong.
Administration officials believe that Snowden is still in Russia, having left Hong Kong over the weekend. The U.S. had revoked Snowden's passport, and White House spokesman Jay Carney says authorities in Hong Kong were well aware of the case.
We are just not buying that this was a technical decision by a Hong Kong immigration official. This was a deliberate choice by the government to release a fugitive despite a valid arrest warrant, and that decision unquestionably has a negative impact on the U.S.-China relationship.
The founder of the anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, says his group has been helping Snowden, who he says is hoping to gain asylum in Ecuador. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
An initial review of IRS procedures finds no intentional wrongdoing in the flagging of certain groups for extra scrutiny. NPR's Tamara Keith reports that inappropriate search terms included Israel, progressive, Occupy, medical marijuana, and healthcare legislation.
The man currently leading the IRS, Danny Werfel, was quick to point out that his investigation is ongoing. Congress, the Justice Department, the IRS Inspector General, and the agency itself are all still looking into the flagging of conservative groups by the IRS.
I'm not providing a definitive conclusion that no intentional wrongdoing occurred. What I'm suggesting is, based on the ongoing reviews to date, no evidence has yet surfaced.
Werfel also said the use of be on the lookout notices in the tax-exempt organizations unit was widespread and went beyond the Tea Party. He's ordered the use of all such lists stopped. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The Taliban claims responsibility for today's attacks near key government buildings in Kabul. The BBC's Bilal Sawari says many reporters were waiting to enter the presidential palace when explosions and gunfire rang out.
We were about to get inside the palace through this gate when the firing suddenly started, followed by a huge explosion. We were forced to run for at least 20 meters to take what little cover there was. An 8-year-old school children was also caught in the crossfire. He was about to go to his school, which was 10, 15 meters away. And this is by far one of the most serious security breaches in the last 12 years, a huge intelligence failure for the Afghan government. And these forces fighting the insurgents are some of the best forces, Afghanistan's equivalent of Secret Service.
The BBC's Bilal Sawari. This is NPR. A new report shows that the suicide rate among active duty personnel was higher last year than the number of U.S. military men and women killed in Afghanistan. Some 350 service personnel killed themselves in 2012, while 295 troops were killed in Afghanistan last year. The military suicide rate is being partly blamed on administrative backlogs at the Department of Veterans Affairs and the stigma associated with mental illness. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma says that doctors are doing all they can to ensure that ailing former President Nelson Mandela is comfortable. As NPR's Ophibia Quist-Arkton reports, Zuma says Mandela's failing health should not interfere with President Obama's arrival there this week.
Nelson Mandela's health status has gone from serious but stable to critical after more than 2 weeks back in the hospital battling recurring lung problems. President Zuma says that should not stand in the way of President Obama's two-day tour to South Africa.
I think if we stop the visit, people will actually ask questions, why is the visit stopped? So Obama is coming whilst Madiba is at the hospital. Not well.
President Obama kicks off a three-nation trip late Wednesday, his first to sub-Saharan Africa in 4 years. The Obamas fly first to Senegal, then on to South Africa on Friday, ending with a visit to Tanzania. Ophibia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.
Asian shares closed mixed today following losses on Wall Street. Shares were down in Tokyo. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down nearly 1%. I'm Shay Stevens. NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.